Okay, this is called House Bill 4455, a bill promoting positive discipline and prohibiting corporal punishment. Ito ay pumasa sa House, bagamat pending sa Senado, and before it could be passed, ito ang Senado ay nag-recess, kaya hindi na ipasa. But you can be sure that they will try again when session resumes later this month. Kapag nagsona na ang ating Pangulo, magre-resume ang Senate, ang Legislature, at isa ito sa magiging agenda sa Legislatura. So, itinatanong natin, should children, like Dennis the Menace, should be spanked? Dapat bang gumamit ng pamalo sa mga bansa ngayon? Gaya ng nasabi ni Glenn, sa ibang bansa ay nakasampa na ang patakaran na hindi ka pwedeng mamalo ng mga bata. Kapag ikaw ay namalo at nalaman na ikaw ay namalo ng bata, may karapatan ng pamahalaan na kunin ang iyong anak at ilagay sa pangangalaga ng pamahalaan. Kaya yan ang dilema ng maraming mga Kristiyano sa ibang mga bansa. Kaya nanganganib tayo na mailagay sa ganyang alanganin din. Ang isa namang problema, may gusto tayong salihan ng mga international organization na maganda para sa pamilya, pero isang requirement nila ay kinakailangang magpasa ka muna ng batas na pinagbabawal na ang pamamalo. So we are in a real dilemma as far as a nation is concerned. At ang punto rito, paano kung maipasa nga at gawing batas, tayo ba hindi na mamamalo ng ating mga anak? Ang unang issue para sa atin ay hindi yung batas, hindi yung sinasabi ng mga psychologists. Ang unang issue para sa mananampalataya ay ano ang sinasabi ng salita ng Diyos. At yun ang tiningnan natin nung nakaraan, and the scriptures are clear, bagamat ito ay tinututulan kahit pa ng mga Kristiyanong organisasyon sa ating panahon. Ito ngang naglabas ang Philippine Children's Ministry Network na Kristiyanong organisasyon, ang kanilang position paper na Manifesto on Corporal Punishment, at ang kanilang naging paninindigan ay umayon sa pinapanukala ng batas na huwag mamalo ng mga bata. Kaya maski mga Kristiyanong organisasyon ngayon, tumitindig na sa ganitong posisyon na hindi mamalo. Ang nakita natin nung nakaraang linggo sa salita ng Diyos ay itinataguyod ang pamamalo. No less than God is depicted as employing the rod. Of course, the rod in a figurative sense, pero makikita natin that even God uses the rod in dealing with His people. Not only that, ang mahalagang punto ritong nakita natin, even in the Davidic covenant na may kinalaman sa katuparan kay Jesucristo, the Son of God is under the standard of the rod. Ang sinabi sa 1 or 2 Samuel 7, if he does iniquity, I will use the rod. Kaya maski ang anak ng Diyos, of course, he never sinned. And the rod never had to be used on the Lord Jesus, thankfully. At dahil doon, tagapagligtas natin siya. But children, our children are not sinless as Jesus is. Kaya kung ang rod maaring gamitin kung nagkasala sana ang anak ng Diyos, ngunit hindi nangyari, ang implikasyon doon ay kapag nagkasala, ay dapat gamitin ang pamalo. So, we also looked at the Book of Proverbs. Ito ang tinututulan ng ibang mga Kristiyano, ang kanilang sinasabi, sa Proverbs lang naman yan. Huwag po nating ilang ang Proverbs. Proverbs, kagaya ng iba pang aklat, Ecclesiastes, Book of Job, yan po ang mga tinatawag nating wisdom literature. At gaya ng piniliwanag ko last week, wisdom ay iba sa promise. Ang covenant promise, kung ano yung ipinangako, matutupad. Ang wisdom, hindi yan promise. Ang wisdom ay general patterns na kapag ginawa mo, karaniwang nangyayari. Pero hindi ibig sabihin na walang pasubali na mangyayari. Because of anomalies of sin, kagaya ng he who labors, there is profit, yet there are people who labor who do not profit because of anomalies, pero the pattern remains. Ganun ang pamamalo. Ang pamamalo, kinakasangkapan para magkaroon ng disiplinadong mga bata, pero hindi ibig sabihin na walang palya. Gayunpaman, the wisdom remains. And that is how we take the Book of Proverbs. Ngayon, harapin natin ang issue. Ang mulit-muling ipapamukha sa atin ay napakaraming pag-aaral ng ginawa. Studies have been done. At tayo, we are, as a people, we have been trained to respect science. As a people, mulit-muli, hindi ninyo maririnig sa iglesyang ito na ipagwalang bahala ang scholarship. We are people who give due stress to education, studies, science, scholarship. Kaya kung ibinalik sa atin ang usapin na yan, maraming pag-aaral ang sinasabi nila na iba ang lumalabas sa kanilang pag-aaral. So we are going to face this squarely. What about those studies showing that spanking yields negative results in children? So halimbawa, yan ang ginamit ng PCMN na sinabi nila there is far-reaching evidence that corporal punishment and other power-assertive discipline strategies lead to low moral internalization. Meaning that children who are corporally punished learn to depend more on external enforcement and the fear of punishment rather than on their own moral judgment. Now, yung emphasis ay original. Ibig sabihin, sa kanila mismo yung emphasis, hindi ko ine-emphasize yan. It is their own emphasis. So, ang sinasabi nila, nagiging low moral internalization, hindi raw talaga nasasanay, hindi nahuhubog na gumamit ng kanilang sariling pagpapasya, gumagawa na lang ng dahil lang sa takot, maparusahan. Yan daw ang resulta ng mga pag-aaral. Hindi lamang yan, ay may mga negative behavior pa. Again, from the PCMN position paper, they are citing studies. Moderate and harsh corporal punishment is consistently associated with negative behavioral and emotional child outcomes, such as increased depressive symptoms, poor psychological adjustment, low self-esteem, low emotional stability, and increased antisocial and aggressive behavior. Iharap sa iyo yan, di ba nakakatakot ba? Yan bang gusto kong mangyari sa anak ko na ma-depress, magkaroon ng mababang pagtingin sa kanyang sarili at baka maging palaaway pa, maging bayolente sa ibang mga bata. Yan ang kanilang sinasabi na resulta ng kanilang mga pag-aaral. And even more scary, yung sinabi nila na isa pang resulta, corporal punishment has also been related to a poor parent-child relationship and feelings of parental rejection in the child. Eh, lalo nakakatakot yan. Pag pinalo ko pala yung anak ko, ay yan ang magiging resulta. Hindi maganda ng magiging relasyon namin. At ang magiging feeling niya ay nire-reject ko siya. What parent with a normal reasoning would want that? Sinong magulang ang gusto na ganyan ng pakiramdam ng kanyang anak sa kanya? So, ang sinasabi ng mga pag-aaral na ito, and we can cite more, I'm just giving, I hope, fair summary ng kanilang mga sinasabi na resulta ng mga pag-aaral. Ang problema, isang problema rito, kagaya rin sa ibang larangan, there are studies and there are studies. Ibig sabihin, may iba namang pag-aaral na positive yung naging bunga. And I will just simply give you references. Si Keystone. Siguro kilala nyo yung ang author na si Dr. James Dobson, taga-taguyod ng maraming usaping interes na pampamilya at ang pinakabantog niyang libro, yung unang labas niyan, Dare to Discipline. There is a recent update na The New Dare to Discipline by Dr. James Dobson. At dyan, nag-cite din siya ng mga studies na ang bunga ng kung saan merong pamamalo with proper parental love and guidance ay very positive sa mga bata. And I also have a book which in my library, I intended to bring it pero malaki kaya hindi ko na dinala. Pero ang book na isang ginamit ko, nilagay ko sa inyong handout ay by Paul Meyer, Frank Minnert at iba pa. The book Introduction to Psychology and Counseling, Christian Perspectives and Application. At doon ay nag-cite din ng mga pag-aaral na pinapakita na may positibong bunga ang pamamalo, nakatambal ang mapagmahal na pagpapalaki ng magulang sa kanyang mga anak. So, in other words, if we simply depend on studies, there are studies and there are studies. Meaning there are studies that will seem to show the negative effects of spanking, and there are studies that seem to show the positive effects of spanking. Kaya anong masasabi natin dito sa mga pag-aaral na negatibo ang bunga? I want to make three comments. Unang-una, even experts who do not subscribe to corporal punishment question the methodology. Ibig sabihin, may mga dalubhasa na hindi sila sumasang-ayon sa pamamalo, pero bilang mga dalubhasa, nakikita nila yung kamalian sa pamamaraan ng pananaliksik ng mga pag-aaral na ito. Let me give you one instance by Michael Lemonic, who wrote an article which was published in Time Magazine on August 25, 1997. Ang title ay Spare the Rod? Maybe. Now, he is against using the rod. This I'm only citing him because he saw the error of methodology sa mga sinasabing studies. When you look a little closer at these findings, they start to seem a bit murky. To begin with, the mothers ranged in age from 14 to 21. So yun ang age range ng mother yan, 14 to 21. That is hardly a representative slice of American motherhood. Moreover, those who spanked did so on average twice a week. These factors plus the fact that some of the kids were as old as 9 are markers of a dysfunctional family in my mind and in the minds of most psychologists and pediatricians. Limiting the study to 6 to 9-year-olds skewed the results. By then, kids can understand the consequences of their actions. For them, frequent physical punishment is likely to be humiliating and traumatic and might well lead to worse behavior down the line. Trouble is, while spanking is down, child abuse is still up. It appears that well-meaning professionals have been using the wrong whipping boy. So, if you remember, I said last week, I maintain the necessity of spanking sa mga young children. Eh, ito, ginamit yung mga tumatanda na pamamalo pa rin ang ginagamit. Something is wrong already with that. But the point is, here is a man who is not pro-spanking. Ang sinasabi lang niya, mali ang methodology ng kanilang mga studies. Then, my second comment is, such studies cannot distinguish between loving discipline and abusive punishment. Ang mga ito, pag nag-interview, siyempre survey ang gagawin yan, kahit ilang daan ang kanilang i-interviewin ng mga magulang, ang itatanong lamang ay namamalo pa ba? E pag tinanong mo namamalo ka, kung hampas na pala at bugbog ang ginagawa nila, at ang sasabihin lang nila ay namamalo, so they cannot distinguish between abusive spanking from that which is in the context of loving discipline. Hindi nila ipapakita yung pagkakaiba nun. Kumbaga, sweepingly, ilalagay lang nila sa kategorya lahat ng spanking na spanking. But again, there is spanking and there is spanking. There is spanking in the context of loving parenthood, in the context of affirmative raising of children, and there is spanking na plain spanking just to hurt children, galit ang magulang. Paano mo madidistinguish ang ganun sa pag-aaral? And given the facts of human sinfulness, how do you think is the proportion between abusive spanking without the context of love and affirmation dun sa spanking within the large context of love and affirmation? I would suppose that there is a greater leaning on abusive discipline. Pero lahat ng yan, ilalagay lang under the category of spanking. At basta spanking, natural na ang lalabas sa nakararaming resulta ay yung hindi maganda na resulta. And that's what Wayne Grudem has rightly cited. Ang sinabi niya, from time to time, the news media report various new scholarly studies claiming to, quote, prove that spanking does no good or is psychologically harmful to children. But these studies seldom, if ever, distinguish wise non-abusive spanking that causes temporary pain but no physical harm, from more violent beatings that bring serious bruising or other physical harm to children. They also fail to distinguish wise, restrained parental spanking from unjustified rage and actual physical abuse coming from drunken or pathologically abusive parents. Thus, the studies are skewed and give distorted results. Hindi maipapakita. Hindi naman sila pwedeng maghanay dyan. O yung mga abusadong magparusa, dito kayo. At yung mga mapagmahal sa mga anak nila, dito. Hindi naman nila madidistinguish yun when they make their studies. In other words, it's just spanking and non-spanking. And lalabas talaga yung mga mali dun sa kategory ng spanking because they include the abusive. And we refuse to put the abusive doon sa bagay na basta spanking lamang. Ikatlong comment, the negative effects of permissive and lenient parenthood is not seriously addressed. Pinag-aaralan nila yung mga resulta ng spanking. Have they studied? Naitatanong ko lang because I have not read any study on the result of permissive and lenient parenthood. Anong resulta ng pagiging maluwag ng magulang o pinalalaki sa layo yung kanilang mga anak? Walang ganong pag-aaral. Ang gasto lang nilang pag-aralan, resulta ng pamamalo. Hindi nga nila maipagkaiba yung abusado sa mapagmahal na disiplina. Tapos wala namang pag-aaral pagdating sa permissive and lenient parenthood. And this is what Jean Edward Veidt said. Jean Edward Veidt is provo of Patrick Henry College. Yung mga homeschoolers dito, dapat alam nyo ang Patrick Henry College. This is called the Harvard of homeschoolers. Itong sabi ni Jean Edward Veidt, not only ACLU, that is American Civil Liberties Union, not only the ACLU, but also many educators, child psychologists, and even parents subscribe to the, quote, expressive theory of mental health. According to this model, human beings deep down are basically good. They simply need to express their feelings they have inside. Obstacles to this expression, such as society rules, oppressive authority figures, and judgmental belief systems, cause repression and thus mental unhappiness and twisted behavior. Under this worldview, any attempt to control or punish or suppress the feelings of a child becomes next to impossible. For all the attempts to discipline children through positive reinforcement and such non-painful methods as timeouts and guilt trips, young people are learning that since adults will not exert force against them, they can pretty much ignore those in authority, allowing children to grow up without discipline. However kindly it appears on the surface, is child abuse, an expression of our culture's hatred for children. So dito makikita natin yung ang tinitingnan lang nila resulta ng pamamalo, hindi nila tinitingnan yung resulta ng permissive and lenient parenthood. So those are my comments on these studies. These studies really do not reveal the distinction between loving, affirmative parenthood, which includes discipline, and just spanking and abusive hurting of children. They are all put on the category ng spanking, and I say that is an unfair categorization. But why should we differ even with these studies? For two reasons in our Christian position. First, Christian theology differs with secular psychology on the nature of the child. Kapag ang mga studies na ito ay nagbigay ng pag-aaral, meron silang mga presupposition, meron silang premise. At yung premise nila psychologically ay mabuti yung bata, inosente. Kaya kapag sinaktan mo yan, ay sinasaktan mo ang isang bagay na mabuti sa kanyang kalikasan. Now, is that true? Ano bang ating tinitindigan na paniniwala? So, in psychology, the position is basic goodness. Siguro, ikaw ay pinalaki rin sa ganyang paniniwala. Man is basically good. Naliligaw lang minsan ng landas na iimpluwensyahan ng masama, kaya sumasama. Pero sa kanyang natural na kalikasan, mabuti ang tao. Well, I have news for you. As far as biblical teaching is concerned, man is sinful from childhood, from conception, in fact. Yan ang turo ng salita ng Diyos, yung pagiging makasalanan ng lahat, including children. The biblical teaching is Psalm 51:5, I was born in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Doon pa lang sa simula ng buhay at conception, meron ng kasalanan. Dala-dala na natin ang ating kasalanan. Bakit? Eh yan sa theology, hindi na natin yan uungkatin dito dahil ibang paksa. Pero sa ating doktrina, kinatawan tayo ni Adam in Eden. And when Adam fell into sin, his sin was counted as the sin of humanity. In theology, that is called original sin. Yan ang pinakaunang kasalanan na ibinilang sa lahat ng sangkatauhan, kaya kasama ang kabataan, kasama ang mga bata. Psalm 58:3, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray from birth, speaking lies. I mean, you mean a baby can lie? You bet. Pwedeng magsinungaling in its ways, in its behavior. So, ang punto ay, hindi magkapareho ang pananaw ng psychology sa ating Christian theology. The secular idea of basic human goodness will of course tend to avoid anything punitive. Kung ang pananaw mo sa bata ay mabuti, iwawaksi mo isa usapin ng pagparusa. But in the Christian view that even a child is sinful will have telling implications on the necessity of discipline. Yan ang sinabi ng Proverbs 22. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of the child, but the rod of correction will drive it away from him. Now remember, in the book of Proverbs, yung moral distinction ay between wise and foolish. Hindi yan intellectual capacity. Yan ay moral condition. So the wise is the good, the foolish is the bad. Now anong sinabi rito? Foolishness, evil, is bound up in the heart of the child, nasa kalikasan ng bata, kung kaya't ang isang kasangkapan, again, this is wisdom saying, this is not covenant promise, wisdom saying is general pattern, using the rod of correction by way of general pattern will drive that foolishness away from the child. So yan ang isang pagkakaiba. Now, ikalawang pagkakaiba, sa psychology, ang pangunahing iniisip na kailangan o pangunahing kalikasan ng bata at kasama na ng adults ay self-esteem. Diba, yan ang pinanukala nila Alfred Adler, Abraham Maslow. Si Abraham Maslow nga, nagpanukala ng hagdanan ng mga motibo. The basest motive is self-preservation. At ang ginawa niyang pinakamataas na motive, can you imagine, the highest motive of man is self-actualization. No, yung hagdan before self-actualization is self-esteem. Kaya napakahalaga sa kanila na bigyan mo ng magandang pananaw ang sarili. Itangi ang sarili. Self-esteem becomes the highest value. Kaya nga lahat na lang yata ng mga masasamang bagay ay isinisisi sa low self-esteem. Kung gumawa ng krimen, low self-esteem. Eh, yan yung isang kakaiba muli sa pananaw ng mananampalataya. Sa mananampalataya, it's not self-esteem. It's others-oriented, which means respect. You respect your fellow men. And a child who is naturally selfish, syempre, nagsisimula yan na sa kanya umiinog ang mundo. Kung saan siya abutan ng to deliver his waste, eh, doon siya gagalaw dahil wala siyang iniisip kundi sarili niya. Ganyan siya magsisimula. Pero habang lumalaki, we need to develop in the child the orientation that there are others. He must be considerate of others. He must respect others. He must learn to give. He must learn to wait. And those are matters that pertain to respect. Kaya ito ang pagkakaiba. Sa pananaw ng psychology, ang nature ng bata ay fragility. Eh, pag fragility, masyado kang maingat. Diba, pag may nakikita tayong box na fragile content, handle with care. Eh, ganun ang ano nila sa bata, baka mabasag, baka mapinsala natin. Of course, we handle children with care. But I have a better suggestion on how to look at children. Not to begin with fragility, but rather malleability. Tagalog ng malleability. Mahuhubog. We can shape yung parang clay. Yung clay, masishape mo sa bagay na gusto mong gawin sa kanya. So, that means, bago siya dumating sa punto na he gets hardened into a character, yan ang ginagawa ng ibang magulang, naghihintay, at sa paghihintay nila, naging matigas na ang ulo ng bata, ay mahirap nang habulin. Instead, from the earliest, from the very start, consider the child as malleable, which means you can put him into the right shape with proper training. And that is again what the Bible tells us. Proverbs 20:11, even a child is known by his acts, by whether his conduct is pure and upright. So maski yung bata, may moral issue na sa kanya na maituturo. And familiar sa atin ang Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Ang problema sa maraming magulang, mas titingnan natin ito sa susunod na linggo, mga struggles natin, eh masyado tayong hostage ng bata. Pag nagtantrum na yan, bigay na. Kung gusto nating pasunurin, anong nangyayari? Sige, bibigyan kitang candy, gawin mo lang ito. And the child learns his first lesson on bribery. In the home. Yan ang nangyayari because we fail to see the nature of the child is mahuhubog pa siya, malleable. And that is our belief. Christian parenting therefore focuses on molding the child's character. And the character we want to develop in him is respect for others, which of course begins as the very first priority of respect is respect for parental authority. And it extends to others. Pangalawa, sa ating Christian position, Christian ethics, oh, by the way, sa malleability, we are shaping into the character that we want, hindi abusively, kaya we, as I said before, we believe, we advocate corporal punishment, but we vehemently oppose any form of child abuse. Kaya hindi tayo magpaparusa ng ganyan. Nasa stocks na yun. So, the second in our Christian position is that Christian ethics holds that genuine love exercises confrontational treatment of sin. Ito pang isang nawawala, and sadly, even among Christians, nawawala itong idea ng love. Love is being sentimentalized. And what happens? There is no principle. No principle so that when that principle is violated, love will act to rebuke. Not just be sentimental. Eh, itong tingnan nyo halimbang sinabi ng PCMN position, whatever the Old Testament taught about allowed, quote-unquote, violence, Jesus completely radicalized and replaced it with a call for love. Jesus' own life is the best example of non-violence. Jesus never used a rod to discipline anyone, especially not children. And in the one instance, he got really angry and drove out the merchants of the temple. He did not turn violently against them. Indeed, Jesus was committed to non-violence and he paid for it with his life. Thus, the cross is indeed a symbol of a new social order of nonviolence, love, and forgiveness, thus challenging all aggression and violence. Should we then not apply Jesus' principle, do to others what you would have them do to you, to our own children? You see how, paano ito binabalik-baligtad ang mga usapin. If you are not careful with analysis, ang ginawa ng posisyon na ito ay pinagbaligtad ang forgiveness at yung paggamit ng disiplina. As though kapag gumamit ka ng disiplina, hindi ka forgiving. Everything that is not sentimental is treated as violent. And this is wrong, a misunderstanding of Jesus. Yung sinabing hindi gumamit si Jesus ng rod, wala naman siyang anak. Ang punto rito ay huwag mong ilagay sa kanya yung tinataguyod natin sa parental discipline. And so, modern culture has reduced love to inoffensive sentimentalism. At hindi lang to sa household nangyayari. Makikita natin to sa maraming bagay. Kasama na sa iglesia, maraming iglesia ang walang disiplina. Andiyan yung mga miyembrong nagkakasala, hayagan, scandalous, yet no discipline. All in the name of love. Pero the most destructive effect of that view of love is in the household where there is no discipline na iginagawad. So, panariwain natin ang salita ng Diyos ukol sa pag-ibig at yung connection nito sa pagtrato ng kasalanan. Leviticus 19:17, "You shall not hate your brother in your heart." How could I hate my brother? "You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him." Implication, if you fail to rebuke, you hate your brother. In the name of love, ayaw mag-rebuke. Whereas, failing to rebuke is a failure of love. And then again, Proverbs 27:5-6, "Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, profuse are the kisses of an enemy." So that's love in general. And we are all familiar with 1 Corinthians 13:6. "Love does not rejoice in iniquity." So, lumalaban sa kasalanan kasi ayaw mong mapinsala ang iyong kapatid. Now, the same is true with discipline. So, yan ang nakita na natin. So, parental love will use physical force, which means to the parent, rod, to effectively restrain a child's sin. Again, to go back to Christian theologian Wayne Grudem, we should not be surprised that many non-Christians will seek to argue against spanking. Many of them do not think that there is a tendency toward evil in human hearts, including the hearts of children. But this is contrary to a Christian worldview, which holds that there is a tendency to evil, as well as a competing tendency to do good by common grace, in every child's heart. Therefore, a non-Christian worldview is less likely to think that children should be necessary to that superior physical force should be necessary to restrain evil. But a Christian view understands that some of the evil in people's hearts is so irrational that it cannot be restrained by reasoning, but only by force. When applied to the discipline of children, the Christian's worldview understands that there is sometimes a need for spanking, and this quickly overcomes willful or irrational wrongdoing in a way that hours of pleading and reasoning will not accomplish. And it helps build a more righteous character in the child. So, ang sinasabi niya rin ay, yung kesa makipagkatwiranan ka, magmakaawa ka, use physical force that is proportioned to the child and prevent evil in a physical way, and samahan mo ng pagtuturo, but do not be afraid of using that which God has given to the parents to use in order to restrain evil in children. So, against all these studies, I have this to say. God's wisdom in the use of the rod has all the empirical evidences of all of history to back it up. So don't be afraid of the so-called studies by psychologists. We have all of history and all of the Word of God to back up the standard of the rod. So any question? Anything you like to share from your thoughts? Carol.
Pastor, kagaya nga po nang na-mention last Sunday din, spanking alone should always be done. Spanking should not be done alone, but it should always have teachings about God and yung why we're really doing it. And siguro, Pastor, I'm gonna speak on the point for the parents, because I guess most parents fall into this, that they do spank because, you know, for the wrong reasons, that others are saying, bakit mo ko pinahiya? Ginawa mo to kasi pinahiya mo ko. Anong sasabihin ng mga tao sa akin? Others are spanking because of honor, for personal motives, not really for the good of the child. So I guess it's really something that even as parents, we need wisdom in applying the discipline, because we have to check our motives. Is it really for the child's good, or because of honor, respect for us, or pinapahiya tayo ng mga bata in front of our friends, kaya we're going to spank the children? Or is it really because we are dealing with the willful disobedience of the child?
Okay, that's a good point. At mas matitingnan natin to next week. But it is often the case that we spank because of napahiya tayo, napuno na tayo, nagalit na tayo, o na kukonsumi na. Kung gano'n ang mga dahilan ng pagpamamalo natin, there will always be inconsistency and often excessive punishment, at may maraming mga mali sa pamamalo na ang dahilan ay hindi yung rule na na-establish na and consistently applied. So napakahalagang punto yon, na huwag tayong mamalo ng dahil sa personal na dahilan. Other thoughts or questions? Ateng.
It's about the bill, Pastor. Yung pong nababahala po ako sa bill na to, kasi it's like an intrusion sa family, sa authority ng parents. Like sa US, Canada, and other developed countries, they start this bill, implement it, and later on, nakikita ng bata, paglaki niya, na hindi pala yung authority sa buhay niya o sa kanyang paglaki ang kanyang magulang, kundi ang estado, ang state. So, there's a bill in Canada where teenagers can sue their parents if they are not allowed to date. So, meron pong isang kaso doon na isang 15-year-old girl, nung hindi siya pinayagan ng kanyang magulang na makipag-date, kasi Christian parents po ito, dinemanda niya yung sarili niyang magulang. So, I'm afraid that this will be a floodgate of other bills to come, which will bypass or totally eradicate the parents' authority over their children.
Yeah, exactly. And that is what's happening in many Western countries today. Yung ang the state is intruding upon the authority of the parents over their children. And of course, we want the state to enter where there is real abuse. The danger is anything that is disciplinary ay itrato na abusive. Yun ang mali. At isa na yan yung pagtrato sa corporal punishment in and of itself as being abusive. And we refuse to accept that kind of understanding. So, may mga kaibigan ako sa England na ganyan din ang kanilang dilemma. So, when they have to discipline their children, it has to be done privately, because pag ginawa mo publicly, ay pwede kang kasuhan.
There's a question here from a child. If the anti-spanking bill is passed, what should the parents do? What and then what should the children do?
Well, what parents should do is continue their discipline, but they will have to do it discreetly. Hindi pwedeng gawin publicly because that will put you in a very compromising situation. Pwede kang ang kasuhan at kunin ang bata sa kustodiya mo para ilagay sa kustodiya sa ating bansa will be the social welfare department. Kaya ayaw natin mangyari yon. Pero ayaw naman nating ihinto yung tamang pagdisiplina ng bata. So we will have to do it discreetly. And at the same time, teach our children na mali ang pamahalaan. Go ahead, Caro.
Pastor, ano naman to regarding dun sa self-esteem? Since most are really, everything they're doing regarding child training is to build the self-esteem of the children. We can already see the effects of building self-esteem, not just among children, but even with the younger adults now, that they think that they deserve to be treated properly, to be respected, and yet they themselves, they don't know how to respect other people. They don't know how to humble themselves, and everyone is into, this is for me. That's why everyone goes into even stepping on people, stepping on the dignity of other people just to get whatever they want. And it's really good that we do train our children knowing that eventually there is someone whom we are all accountable to, and that is God. And He'll never let us get away with whatever we think is not a sin. Tsaka Pastor, yung add ko rin lang, when we build self-esteem, sometimes hindi na natin nakikita yung kasalanan natin. Yung how selfish we are, how we step on other people's rights.
Yeah, and then self-esteem has never been a value that we find underscored in the scriptures and during the heydays of Christian, yung the so-called golden years of Christianity, Reformation, Puritanism, they were very well adjusted people as far as society was concerned, and yet they never thought of this self-esteem. Why? Because self-love is already a natural condition of man. Yan ang sabi ng Panginoon mismo, love your neighbor as what? As you love yourself, because that's already a given. Nobody will destroy himself unless he is insane, irrational, or suicidal. But a normal person has a natural self-love. And that ang command sa atin ay, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Yun ang wala sa ating natural, love your neighbor. Pero yung natural na love of self, andyan na yan. Kaya hindi problema yan. Ang problema is lack of neighborly love. At yun ang tinitrain sa mga bata to learn to respect others. That there are others. Tess.
Doon po sa point na Christian love loves enough to confront sins, destructive ways. Share ko lang po, Pastor, yung when my children were younger, isa po sa kanila nakipag-conspire sa pinsan na mangupit ng pera. Inubos talaga yung laman ng piggy bank, and then nung nalaman ko yon, yung galit ko sa ginawa niya, sobra, dalawa po sila. So yung isa, pinsan niya. Yung anak ko, mas grabe po yung palo. Si nakita ko yung mahal na mahal ko siya. Sabi ko, tignan mo anak, hindi ko siya mapalo ng grabe kasi ikaw yung, doon ko nakita, Pastor, yung love. Pag mahal mo yung bata, lalo mong dapat gawin yung pagdidisiplina.
With the premise na kung may ginawa siyang worthy of punishment, love should move you to punish him because you don't want him to grow into a vicious character. Ang pipigil doon ay the message that sin hurts. Hindi mo naman kasi, and again, I'm referring to very young children, hindi mo naman pwedeng turuan yan, anak, huwag mong gawin yan sapagkat mayroong final state of the wicked. At merong chastisement of the wicked. Hindi, bata pa yan eh. The only way to get the message across is hurt him physically, I mean, with due proportion, so that the message is transmitted na sin hurts. So, a single session of spanking, you deliver the message. So, you don't need a 30-minute sermon. Pero, again and again, I'm emphasizing, spanking should never be in isolation. It should be within the whole range, full range of parental love and affirmation, teaching and reproof. And that's where spanking comes in. Never in isolation, never excessive, and never as a result of excessive anger. Ben.
Pastor, tingin niyo po ay Christian groups ay kailangan pang gumawa ng scientific studies para i-counter yung scientific studies na ginawa ng secular groups, or mag-rely na lang tayo dun sa Word of God na yun ang exposition and teaching ng Word of God?
Well, gumawa ng scientific studies yung mga katulad ng groups ni James Dobson para nga may pandialog sila sa mga gumagawa naman ng ibang studies. But for me, the rules of the Word of God are sufficient. If this is what God's Word says, I believe that the empirical evidence of history backs it up. And I take it as wisdom from God. Pero to have dialogue with other groups who do not recognize the Bible, there may be a place for studies like that. Other questions or thoughts na gusto niyo i-share? Maybe experiences in your own struggles? Mayan.
Sa akin personally, loving discipline is sa ministry talaga. It really needs patience and Lord's grace. If I may share, I had a very beautiful experience with Daniela. I asked her if I can share yung aming experience. Tulog naman na hindi ako pinayagan. 2 major issue kasi sa bahay, kaya namin dinidisiplina ang mga bata. Ephesians 6 and yung Exodus 20 na honor your father and your mother and obey your parents. Dalawa lang yun, honor and obey. But for 100 times talagang na-violate nila yon. Dumating kami sa moment ni Daniela na persistently crying talaga, and hindi ako namamalo, talagang iyak na iyak siya, sa sulok na siya, at sinasabi niya, katingin siya kay na ito ay, at sabi niya, Mama, ang hirap mag-obey. You know, when she said that, I really cried sa kanya, and then it was a mist na maupo muna kami bago kami talaga. Normally, we do really counseling muna, yung talagang ano muna, nauuna yung ipaliwanag bago mamalo. So that moment, talagang naupo ako at sinabi ko, anak, kasi yun na, it's ministry na, anak, kasi sinful lang puso natin. Pinaliwanag ko na yung nature niya. And she was just 8 years old, and she was really crying, kaya pala talaga, Mama, ang hirap mag-obey. And doon mo mapapasok yung biyaya ng Panginoon, kaya si Kristo, kaya kami ng Papa mo, we are also sinful. So, nire-relate namin, and we had marami kaming admission sa mga anak namin, we always ask forgiveness sa kanila, napakaraming times noon, na humihingi kami ng patawad, kasi hindi rin kami, hindi kami perfect, hindi kami, marami kami pagkakasala sa harapan nila, and we were very honest to ask forgiveness sa mga anak namin before we spank them. So, yon, ministeryo. But I can say that loving discipline is really a gift from the Lord, and it's a ministry kung talagang gagawin ng tama. At maraming times we failed in this aspect pa rin, and we always ask, nag-uusap kami mag-asawa, kasi iba-iba sila, iba-iba yung style, iba-iba yung approach, iba-iba yung palo na kailangan, iba-iba din yung frequency. So, talagang kailangan ng biyaya ng Panginoon sa pag... And I can say na, pag yung bill na yon ay naipas, nakakatakot. Kasi, tinatanong ko sila kanina, Dara, would you want to, you know, we will surrender you to the government, and they will, sila yung magsasabing, itong gawin mo, ayoko nga. So, ano sila, takot, I mean, sa kanila, naiintindihan nila yung authority ng magulang sa pagdidisiplina.
Yeah, and And like I said last week, sa Christian home, there is this unique component when we do discipline our children, merong redemptive aspect. Diba? Yung ma-advance natin yung katotohanan ng mensahe ng Panginoong Hesukristo, they come to admission about their sin, yung mahirap mag-obey dahil sa kanilang taglay na kasalanan, dyan maipapasok natin yung redemptive aspect and something that children are made to admit their sin, eh talagang totoo yung sinabi ng Proverbs 22 na the foolishness is bound up in the heart of the child. Foolishness in the sense of depravity. The child is naturally disobedient, naturally selfish. At kailangan ituro natin sa kanila yung bagay na yun. Naalala ko, when Jairi, wala naman sila rito. When Jairi was a very young boy, galing akong England noon, isang ipinadala sa akin ng kaibigan ko roon ay malaking box ng mga Matchbox toy cars. Siguro familiar kayo sa Matchbox brand. Siguro mga 50 pieces yon. So sabi ko sa kanya, i-share mo yung iba sa mga bata ng church. Kaunti pa lang naman yung mga bata noon. Siguro sabi ko, kukuha ako ng 10 na isi-share sa ibang mga bata. Abay, nag-iiyak. 40 pa may iwan sa kanya. Isi-share lang yung 10. That's the natural selfishness in a child which our parental discipline should restrain. Kung hayaan mo yun, sige, huwag ka nalang umiyak, sa'yo na lahat yan, na ituro mo sa kanya yung selfishness and defiance pay. And many parents fail in this, that they yield to the tantrum of the child. So isa yan sa titingnan natin next week, but that is a failure that we need to really address. Any more thought? Mami? Sige, paano niyo pinapalo
si Jim? Experience for my 3 children. I was thinking a while ago, ano ba yung pamamalo ang ginawa ko doon? Parang wala akong maisip. Kasi ang ginagawa ko po sa kanila, bago matulog sa gabi, tinatawag ko yung 3. Ay, kasi yung father nila nawala agad eh. Yung 1977 pa, wala na sila father. So nagagawa ko yung sarili kong pagdidisiplina. Kasi mahirap pag nagdisiplina ka at nagsaside na isa kang parent. Mahirap-hirap yun. Pero hindi ko naman gustong nawala yung asawa ko, ha? Yan. Inuusap ko sila kung ano ang dapat gawin para kami ay dahil namulat po sila na talagang mayroong Panginoon Diyos na nakatingin sa amin. Nakikita ang ginagawa. Kaya hindi ako'y nagpapasalamat sa Panginoon. Hindi naman ako masyadong nahirapan sa pagdisiplina rin sa 3. Ang sinasabi ko lamang, ito ang iyong job, ito ang sa iyo. Pag hindi mo nagawa yung isa, sabihin mo ng maayos, do a good turn daily. Yun naman isang gumawa noon. Merong record si Anya na, di nakagawa ka ng mabuti para sa iba. Ganun po yung, kaya iniisip ko kung anong pamamalo. Ang totoo noon, ako ang napalo nung maliit pa ako. Talaga hindi ko may pagkakala. My father spanked me very hearting sa pinggi. And my mother using the yung belt tatamaan ng binti ko. Hanggang ngayon ay naiisip ko, pero alam ko na ako ay may kasalanan kaya ako pinalo. Kaya nung ako may anak na, ayaw akong mapalo sila. At pag napalo naman, pinadadapa. Nadapa sila. Ganun lang. Salamat po sa Lord sa ang puburihin ko.
Salamat po. So isang matututunan natin doon ay unang-una, unity of the parents. Hindi pwedeng nagkakahati yung magulang sa usapin ng pamamalo. At mapansin nyo ng bata na si yung papa ay mas mahigpit kaysa kay mama, kaya takbo kay mama. Hindi pwede ang ganun. Kinakailangan ay united sila. Hindi pwedeng sabihin ng nanay sa kanyang anak na naging masuwain, humanda ka pagdating ng tatay mo. Ba't mo hihintayin pang dumating kung nagkasala na sa iyong harapan? Immediate punishment is an important point of consistency sa discipline. At I would not advise the use of belt. dahil ang belt by nature ay mahirap kontrolin niya, baka kung saan tumama. So I really would advise yung ginagawa natin dito sa church, meron diyang rod na for that purpose lang talaga gagamitin. Any more thought, Ben?
Pastor, tingin niyo po ay makatulong or kailangan na merong Christian body na who will actively influence yung lower house, lower and upper house sa kanilang paggawa ng batas?
Kung may?
Kung merong Christian group who will actively influence yung lower and upper house.
Well, I think Christians who are in a particular field of interest should raise their voices kapag yung kanilang field ay affected ng mga ipinapanukalang batas. So sa usapin halimbawa niyan, ay we have submitted our position paper sa PCMN in order for our position to be heard. Kahit na mawala ng saysay in the sense na maipasa pa rin yung batas, at least we can say in our conscience na hindi tayo nagpabaya, na iparinig natin yung ating tinig sa anumang usapin. Myla?
Pastor, this is follow-up dun sa mention mo kanina before the last question. Una, gusto ko lang i-mention na yung pamalo, hindi dapat kung sino-sino ang gumagamit. Yun lang authority. So may instruction ako sa mga anak ko na ang pwedeng paghawak lang nila sa pamalo ay pag inutusan namin silang kunin o isolya dun sa lalagyan yung pamalo. Although even with that instruction, minsan nagagamit nila yun as laruan. So, kinokosyon ko sila, pinagsasabihan na hindi yan laruan. Hindi nyo yan dapat gamitin in any other way. Much more na hindi nila dapat gamitin sa kapatid. Wala kaming ganong instruction sa kanila. And dun sa point, Pastor, na dapat united yung mag-asawa, ano naman po ang word natin para dun sa ilang sa mga magulang na nag-iisa lang sila?
Well, una dun sa point na yung pamalo ay dapat talagang para lang sa pamamalo. Kaya it's very advisable na magkaroon kayo talaga ng rod. Hindi naman kalang ganito kalaki, pero something that is just for the purpose of discipline of children to be used exclusively by due authorities, meaning the parents. Now, dun sa mga nag-iisa lang na magulang, let's say single parents or a parent whose spouse is an unbeliever, gagamit nga nila yung kanilang pamantayan for the single parents na yung Kristiyanong pamantayan ng disiplina na walang struggle, na walang kukontra. So, it is imperative that we are properly taught of the standard of discipline and then implement it in our with our children. And kapag dalawang magulang, united. Kung meron silang conflict, kung paano didisiplinahin, resolve among themselves before without showing the disagreement in front of the children. Glenn.
Pastor, may iba naman parents o mga sino man ay sabi, kurot na lang, tsaka kutos, o kaya batok na lang, or minsan you have to use your hand. So ano ang danger ng paggamit ng mga ways na yun, Pastor, instead of the rod itself?
Doon sa book na aking nirecommend on psychology with its Christian aspect, ay sinabi ng author doon na ill-advised. I don't know anong position na authoritative sa bagay na yun, pero sinabi niyang it is still better to have an instrument. Kaya nga inaano sa Proverbs, the rod, kaya instrument ito na for that purpose. So it may be ill-advised, without being dogmatic about it, it may be ill-advised to use the hand sa pamamalo. I would not recommend kurot, sampal, anything insulting. Anything insulting ang effect I will not, is ill-advised. Remember, the point that we are, the message we are transmitting is that sin, defiance, hurts. So yung paggamit ng rod is to transmit that message. So we don't want to say insulting or undignifying. Ani?
Share ko lang po yung related po dun sa tanong ni Glenn na yung pamamalo ng kamay. Actually, may experience po kami ni Giselle tungkol po sa palo sa kamay kasi actually, hindi ako namamalo talaga. So, minsan pag yung punong-puno na ako na makulit si Giselle, papaluin ko siya ng kamay ko. Pero ang effect po sa kanya, akala niya, nilalaro ko siya. So parang wala pong nangyari. Pero nung nagkaisip na po siya, pag alam na niya, pag galit ako, pagka kumuha ako ng pamalo. So sumusunod siya dahil kumuha na ako ng pamalo. Pero pagka kamay lang, akala niya lambing ko lang sa kanya.
Okay, so yun nga, kailangan natin ng talagang instrument for that purpose. However, I must again insist, huwag tayong mamamalo lamang dahil napuno na tayo. Kinakailangan there are rules. You violate that rule, whether puno na tayo o hindi. When that rule is transgressed, due discipline must be applied. Mary.
Pastor, tatanong ko lang ba na, is it normal ba talaga, Pastor, na bago ka mag-obey, bago ka mag-obey, kailangan mo nang may takot. Kasi na-experience ko with last week, sa isa kong estudyante na taga-maahas po. Kasi sumabay ako sa kanila sa service nila. So habang naglalakad po yung service, ay kumakain siya ng lunch. Pero yun ay, 3 o'clock o 3:39 ng hapon. So tinanong ko siya, bakit ngayon mo lang kinain yung lunch mo? Kasi wala daw siya gana nung lunch time. So ang ginawa niya, dali niyang inubos yung lunch niya sa sasakyan bago siya dumating ng bahay. So, nakita ko bakit ganun ang kain mo ayos kasi hindi bilis-bilis, baka kakumasamig ka. So, dali-dali niyang kinain kasi takot daw siya sa mama niya na mapalo. So, ang question ko ba, Pastor, normal ba talaga na bago ka mag-obey, related doon sa kay Mea na it's hard to obey talaga na kailangan mo ng may yung session na masaktan pa o mapalo pa bago mag-obey?
No, yung premise ng pamamalo ay hindi para manakot. Ang premise ng pamamalo ay dahil makasalanan. Ito ay sinasabi natin that sin hurts. At kapag natutunan yun ng bata, yun ang magpapaiwas sa kanya sa pagsuway. Hindi natin gustong matakot lang. So yung sinasabi mong dali-daling kinain ng lunch, paano kung utos pala sa kanya kainin sa eskwelahan? Pero ang ginawa lang niya ay dali-dali niyang kinain na makita lang na nakain, hindi rin pala siya sumunod. Hindi siya sumunod na kainin niya sa eskwelahan, kundi kinain sa school van, which is still pagsuway. So dahil lang sa takot, ang punto natin ay kapag sumuway ayon sa maliwanag na kautusan, ay papaluin dahil sa mensahe na ang kasalanan ay nakasasakit. Last thought, Mang Zaldi.
Ang pamamalo, ang pagdisiplina ng mga magulang ay hindi tama. Sapagkat hindi tama po ang pamamalo ng magulang. Sapagkat sabi sa Proverbs nga, yung foolishness of the child is bound by foolishness is bound by with the heart. Hindi lang sa mga bata, sa magulang din, kung yung foolishness na nasa kanila because of sin, it tends to punitive punishment in regards to the child. Mapapasama ang palo at maaaring ikasama ng magkasugat o ikasama ma-hospital pa.
Hindi po, yung pong mismong tekstong sinita nyo, yung teksto na yan ang nagsasabing gumamit ng pamalo.
Gumamit ng pamalo.
Opo.
Oh. Kasi nga yung heart foolishness also.
Yung foolishness doon ay bound up in the heart of the child. Yeah. Ang kasunod na pangungusap ay the rod of correction, ang pamamalo ng pagtutuwid ang siya maglalayo noon sa kanya. Kaya yung teksto wow. mismong sinisitas nyo, ang tekstong yun ang nagpapanukala, naggumamit ng pamalo. Kaya hindi nyo pwedeng gamitin yung teksto para sabihing mali ang pamamalo.
Okay.
Last, Myla.
Pastor, you were saying kanina na yung mga single parent ay may advantage dahil wala siyang ka-struggle sa kanyang asawa.
In one sense.
Pero paano naman yung common problem nila na wala silang katuwang at saka sa kanila na lahat ng burden, hindi lang yung pagdidisiplina kundi yung pagpo-provide and everything?
Yes, yung single parent will have its struggles and sense of incompleteness. Pero sinagot ko lang yung tanong mo in line with the issue ng pamamalo, yung issue ng paggamit ng rod, kasi na i-raise yun after pinunto ko na there must be unity ng dalawang parents sa pamamalo. And kung isang parent lang, wala na yung ganung struggle ng disunity between the parents. Sige, last na si G.
Pastor, applicable din bang spanking sa mga special children like yung mga may Down syndrome, may autism?
I think so. Again, we are communicating what cannot be reasoned out. Kaya tayo na mamalo sa bata ay hindi pa sila mapangatwiranan sa mataas na level ng edukasyon. Kaya through physical harm, na ituturo natin that doing that will create harm. Kaya, yes, I believe that even in the, although in their case, hindi natin pwedeng i-categorize sila sa pamantayan ng mga normal na mga bata. They are handicapped mentally, but they are still among those, the Bible tells us, ay nasa ilalim ng kasalanan. Siguro, the only thing we can all agree upon, there should be no corporal punishment between husband and wife. But on children, we were given yung karapatan na gumamit ng pamalo at walang anumang pag-aaral ang siyang dapat na magpigil sa atin because of the secular psychological wisdom that should not undermine what we believe to be the wisdom of God in the scriptures. So let us close in prayer. Dakila naming Diyos, nagpapasalamat kami sa karunungan ng iyong salita. Ngunit alam namin na ang karunungan na ito ay hinahamon ng mga karunungang pangsekular at sa mga maraming pag-aaral na ginagamit ngayon upang baligtarin ang katotohanan at paggamit ng disiplina para sa mga bata. Naway huwag naming hayaan na ito ang siyang maglayo sa amin sa pamantayan ng iyong salita bagkus ay makita namin na may tinitindigan kami ng mga katotohanan na hindi tinatanggap ng secular psychology. And because of this, grant that we would truly be convinced by the wisdom of your word. We have our struggles, we have our questions and continuing issues that we need to address. But we pray that in the application of the use of the rod, may parents here be granted the wisdom, the patience, the gentleness, and yet the firmness to establish the rules and apply those rules wisely. And may we understand that where there is true love, there is confrontation with sin. And may this happen in our households that we may affirm the standard of your word. And we continue to pray for our children. Whatever discipline we use and practice will be to no avail unless your grace visit them. So we pray that your grace of salvation will visit our children. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.